So a dyslexic man walks into a bra. Faith told me to tell you that.
That's funny.
Thank you.
That's funny. I like that. So this guy from New Zealand walks into a bar with a kangaroo under his arm.
Hey, let's not.
Bartender says, "Hey, where'd you get that?" Kangaroo says, "Oh, I want him."
You're mean. You're mean.
Dan told us that joke.
I know.
About 5 seconds ago.
What's the song that we're listening to?
I don't know. It's good, whatever it is.
You like that?
I like guitar.
Drums kick in a minute. Here we go.
I'm trying to sit still because you'll laugh at me when I dance.
I will not laugh. You dance.
Now, why people
dance,
can dance to this?
Dance, white boy, dance.
But, you can. Why people can dance to this?
You mean? You're all a mean.
I'm a white girl and I'm dancing.
But you laugh at me. I don't laugh at you.
You can laugh at me. I don't want to.
It's mean. It's mean to laugh at people.
Oh, my.
With a rag top down, I got a shuffle on the radio with rat face. And I got two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night. Oh, yeah. Two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand is all right.
Oh, on today's show, we got two more calls, and we're going to talk about being left behind and what you can do about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two blind squirrels in the morning, radio, radio on the
man,
night.
It's all right.
You're right, you can't play your
tune. I told you.
Hmm.
It's even worse in person, isn't it?
No comment. He's sitting like 3 feet away from me.
Love on the rocks.
He can take it.
I can count like 16 objects in this room alone that he could use to beat me.
Pour me a drink.
He won't beat you. He needs you too much.
And I'll tell you some lies.
What does he need me for? Colons.
He can't beat you because you anticipate his every need. And then somebody could anticipate his every need.
You want to beat me? Use this. Go.
That was actually a very good...
What song was that, by the way?
Well, we'll get to that in a minute. I don't want to ruin the surprise.
Oh, we have surprises.
Ooh. Surprise!
Squirrels, it's Chris.
Hey, Chris.
I'm a little behind on shows and I haven't called anyone.
He says he has a little behind, I think is what he said. I gotta turn it up.
Yeah, up would be good.
So Chris has a little behind, which sounds like a personal problem to me.
Well, so I thought I would call it. Just...
Why is he whispering?
I'm not sure. Maybe it's late at night.
Well, if he has a little behind, you would understand.
He's whispering because he doesn't want everybody to know he has a little behind. He just broadcasted it over like the whole world.
No, you would understand.
Hey.
Hi. See how things are going in that squirrel nest that is the craziness that is two blind squirrels. And I was wondering, Brad, if we're ever going to do those pair up shows because I am totally psyched about doing that.
The pair up shows. He's talking about the duets.
Yeah.
And yes, we are going to do those on Grace Junkies, but you're going to have to give us some time. Everybody be patient. Tim has his wife has flown away to Russia,
mm-hmm.
and he's in charge of mixing down the Grace Junkies show, and he's already got some in the bucket. So he's got to get those mixed down. He's got to get those out. Once he gets that done, at the same time he's doing that, we're going to try to coordinate the first show and then get it recorded so that it would be in the bucket when he gets those others out. So we're still a couple of weeks away from trying to organize the first duet show, but it's coming. Just be patient.
It has to go in a bucket.
I don't know.
Why is it always a bucket?
I thought it was a folder. Maybe they're using an old system. I would use a computer, but maybe they're just using it.
Just chuck it in a bucket?
Yeah.
Record Are you it. Done? Are you done?
Yes.
Good.
I would love to do that with somebody, whether it be Judy or...
me.
Somebody. That would be so much fun.
You want to do a show with Chris?
Yeah.
Okay. But I'm just saying.
Yeah, get those done. But no rush, no rush. I know you have SquirrelCon. Oh, yeah, SquirrelCon. Yay, shout out to everybody at SquirrelCon.
Okay, you can't shout out to everybody at SquirrelCon while you're whispering.
Yes, it is a shout.
I've got the thing turned up all the way.
Shout
to the Lord on the earth. And
we're all singing different songs.
Different songs. Shout.
Probably over by the time this gets played, but go SquirrelCon.
Go right. SquirrelCon. It's over.
Go SquirrelCon. Go SquirrelCon. It's like a cheerleader without a voice.
Lost her voice.
She yelled too much. I mean, he yelled too much.
Yeah.
But he's got a little behind.
Mm-hmm. SquirrelCon, have fun.
We did.
I shall hear you on your SquirrelCon podcast, which will be awesome. We should totally, I mean, I totally nominate Montana as the next SquirrelCon location.
I was very excited about Montana as the next location for SquirrelCon.
Yes. Is Montana not close to New Jersey?
No.
No.
It's like a gazillion miles away.
Okay. I don't know my... I don't live here. I don't know the U.S. geography.
I wasn't going to pick on you about that. You don't need this to know that.
This is the U.S.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Here's Missouri. I mean, Montana.
No,
right?
This is the U.S.
Yeah. Oh, you're backwards from me.
Yes.
I'm doing it the opposite.
Which side is the Pacific Ocean on?
All right. Let me see. This is California.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Pacific
this
Ocean.
This is the Atlantic Ocean where
Atlantic
New York
Ocean,
is.
Yeah.
Montana's right there.
Right there.
Ah.
And this is
And New Jersey. Jersey is like there.
Over here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Way over there.
Way okay. over here. Everybody got that? Can everybody
yeah.
see
everybody
this good?
See that
like, wait, let me hold it in front of the microphone. You see this?
Got it?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Far away.
Sorry, Chris.
But like nobody lives in Montana.
Except for Chris.
Chris.
Montana. Who lives in Montana? What's his name? Robert Redford lives in
well,
Montana.
Well, I went to the Frapper map. I don't think he listens
Magnum
to the show.
Magnum lives in Montana.
He might listen to the show.
Tom Selleck.
I went to the Frapper map to see if everybody can maybe, like some people in the Midwest could drive to Montana.
It's like a zillion miles away
it's
from
a gazillion
the Midwest.
Miles
what are you
away.
Talking about? I had to drive. Do you want to hear about my trip?
No, please okay. don't tell us about the Corn Palace again.
And lovely location. We can barbecue or grill, whatever you call it. Texans call it.
No, no. If we're having it there, you're cooking.
And we can look scenery. There's a lot of wide open space.
Is he falling asleep on the phone with me? Is that what's going on
Maybe.
Here?
Maybe. Maybe.
Like, and then we'll just like lay down
you
in
remember,
the pasture.
Remember when we used to talk
after
when we were dating?
After we barbecue and I'll just lay into the trees and, you know, kind
right.
of relax. Yes.
Good.
Okay.
Morning.
Yes, I remember we would talk until 3 o'clock in the morning and we'd fall asleep.
And you'd go, Faith.
Faith. Wake up.
Faith.
Wake up.
Faith.
Wake up.
Wake up. Hang
Chris.
Up.
Chris,
hang
wake up.
Up.
Wake up. Chris. Chris, wake up.
Faces. Ton of room to spread out. May not be much to do with town, but yeah. SquirrelCon in Montana. Seriously, consider it. All right.
All right. Maybe SquirrelCon... Right. Like
now
11.
Out of the bag. All right. I will see you all in Montana sometime. Okay. Got it.
Okay.
Got it.
Okay.
Got it.
All right, squirrels. Talk to you later.
See, we're running into
bye.
A problem. Bye.
What was that?
Bye. He like belched by at us.
Yes.
We're running into a problem because here's the problem. We called it SquirrelCon 08.
Yeah.
Never thinking there would ever be any other ones.
Yes.
But now there's a SquirrelCon 09.
Yeah.
Which is fine, because it still sounds like the year.
Except for
when you get to SquirrelCon 10, it sounds like we've had 10 SquirrelCons. What was that?
That's funny.
Are you okay over there?
Kind of choked on something a little bit.
You eat too many Fritos today?
I finished the Fritos.
Did I see? I'm a good boy.
Do I get a dessert?
Yes, there's a brownie in there if you want.
No, there's no brownies left. All right, here we go. Wait, where's he going?
He's going to get a brownie.
There's no brownies left.
You ate them all?
I didn't eat them all.
Yeah, piggy?
Skeeter ate them all.
Helen ate the brownies. Sorry. There's our cornbread?
Yes.
Eat the
cornbread. You can get cornbread. Except we're out in the middle of a show.
You can keep going. You don't need me.
You're part of the show. You're invested now.
Kiko, what's the next call?
Besides, well, I can't do the next call because he asked a question the next caller's going to answer.
What?
Well, I'm not going to ruin it.
How does he know that? Oh, he already listened.
Fine.
Put your headphones on. You got to hear this next call because this answers the question you asked earlier.
Okay. Brad says people don't like to hear what you chew on the podcast, apparently.
This isn't crunchy chewy, though.
I mean, it seems like you'd be more personal. I mean, I eat with my friends on the phone.
And which is also rude.
Well, they're my friends and they eat when I'm on the phone with them.
Which is also rude.
But it doesn't bother me. I don't care.
It bothers me.
I eat in front of you at home. I mean, it's the same thing as being on the phone.
You don't talk to me while you're eating. You don't talk with food in your mouth. It's just polite.
I'm not talking with it in my mouth. I'm listening while she's talking and then I chew.
But you're chewing into a microphone that goes into my ear.
No, I don't. I move it up, so I'm not chewing right into it.
You think you don't, but it still is just as loud. It sounds like a bunch of of what are those creatures? Orcs. Okay. It sounds like a bunch of orcs tramping through the forest of orcdom towards some kind of death tower thingy. That's okay, what it so sounds like.
Okay, so I'm done
like.
Now.
Okay, you're done?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That was very good,
what,
thank
what
you.
What he was going to ask?
Two bomb squirrels. It's burning in.
Oh, my goodness. We had it turned up for Chris.
Yes, we did.
Ow. Okay, the levelator will probably take that out so that not everybody's deaf, just us.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Let me turn this down. Whew.
Hi, Brent from Alabama.
Oh, is that what he said? I didn't even hear it.
I think
it's
so.
Like blind. It's like, okay.
If y'all want a good song to go along at the beginning, Human Being by Van Halen is a good one.
And that's what I was playing.
Aha, very clever. Humans. I should have seen that one coming.
Yeah, you should have. Where have you been?
I forgot.
Which is this, which is actually very good. Humans Being. That's just Human Beings. I don't know, from the 80s?
This is pretty good for the 80s.
Don't know.
You can tell it's the 80s because of the delay on the guitar.
When I heard it, I thought, this is an old song.
Yeah.
It's a really good one.
It's a really good one. It's not the best song ever, which is DMX, Party Up.
All right, I'll see y'all.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That's it. We did it.
We did it. We made it through them
all. We got through all the calls.
We did all of them.
All
of
them.
So now
I'm only a week behind.
Yay.
Now we're only a week out. Yeah. I can send you more. It's okay.
Bust a move, Dan. Come on. Go home. Get with it.
I could send them to you right now as we finish recording this show, if you'd like.
I'm going to bed. Okay. So there's a website, which is genius. It's called youvebeenleftbehind.com.
Okay.
And what it is an ingenious security system, insurance system, so that you can place documents out there for your loved ones so that they will need, like, instructions on how to get into your bank accounts or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
How to survive without you.
Yeah.
Also, you can leave.
For, like, when you die.
Not when you die. When you get raptured.
Yeah. Serious?
You really?
Why is this funny? Now, when you get raptured, this website is manned by confirmed Christians. Confirmed by who? I don't know.
I'm not sure.
But evidently...
They.
By them.
Told you about them.
Evidently, yeah, about they're they. Convinced they will be taken in the rapture, so they are somehow confirmed to be Christians.
So how is this thing going to work if they are gone?
Well, when they're gone, it will automatically then, because they have to go in and push the button. Remember on Lost, you didn't watch Lost, but remember on Lost when you had to go in and
put the code in and push the code
every 108 minutes?
Yeah.
Well, these guys got to go do that every day. They have to go in and they have to put in a code, okay? Now, if they don't go in and put in the code, then it thinks the rapture has happened, and it sends out this information. And it sends out this information to all the people on the on your mail list. You supply the mail list to them. And so you put in your friends and your family who are not saved that you would like to have information, and they get an email in their box saying you've been left behind. However,
does it explain to them how
to get saved?
It does.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
How to get saved post rapture, and what they can expect, like their heads getting chopped off and you know, branding and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then it will give them a packet for survival and information on how to get to your funds so that they need to cash in so they don't have to be branded to buy stuff as long as possible. And then it tells them where to go, like go live in the mountains, you know, and stuff like that.
I have nothing to say.
And I think there's also going to be a post-rapture Christian camp in the mountains where they're going to live in a compound. And like, because they're going to have to, because they have to live off the land because they can't buy anything.
Right.
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 And so they're all going to go do that. And this gives you information on how to get there and everything. So.
Right.
Yeah.
As Luke would say, does it give you a bumper sticker?
No.
Because I would sign up if there was a bumper sticker.
Well, it's $40 a year. $40 a year to maintain your information up there. But
signed up for this thing?
But the price will go down. They've promised that the price will go down as people sign up because the price is just to maintain the servers or whatever they're doing. I don't know.
So you have to pay $40 to prove to the world that you are an idiot.
Well, now why do you say that? This is being very thoughtful of those who are leaving behind.
No.
I don't understand why y'all have a problem with this. This is a very...
You don't have a problem this with this? This is as smart
like,
as you
it
are.
It seems like a conscientious Christian trying to do what is right by those who have refused to accept Christ and are going to be left behind and thereby need some information when we're gone.
What happens if the power goes out?
I think it has to be off for 6 days.
What if the power goes out for 6 days?
If the power goes out for six... I think it's like every day the computer checks, and if you haven't put the thing in, then it's a day. But so if the power's out, the computer's not checking to see if you put the thing in.
So what happens if during the rapture the power goes out?
Well, if during the rapture the power goes out, then I'm sure that for $40 a month, I mean $40 a year, these computers probably have some kind of battery backup.
For 6 days?
Yeah.
And then what?
And then it'll send out this email, and then it will turn off. If the power goes out, I don't think every computer has email. It has power batteries for 6 days. So if the power does go out, if the power does go out, no one's going to be able to read the emails.
Well, that's true. But when the power comes back on, then they can read the email.
What if the power never comes back on? What if...
Well, it has to come back on because it has to read the little scan code that's going to be branded on your skin.
Wait, what?
Didn't you see the movies?
No.
You need to go see Left Behind. It'll freak you out, just like it did me.
Okay.
You're gonna get, they're going to get their heads chopped off, and they're going to live in the mountains in the middle of nowhere.
Fun.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think the two witnesses are? Ooh, that's a good question.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh.
Listen.
Yes?
You think that our relatives who get left behind, have it bad? I feel sorry for the Jewish people. That's all I have to say about that.
Well, the Jewish people?
Yes.
Why?
Or the Hebrews?
Well, the Hebrews, I would
say. Israelites.
Israelites, yes. Yes, that are left. Because they're the ones that are going to have the most problem.
Why?
Why?
Yes. Because
that's what the tribulation is for.
Oh, okay.
It depends on who you think the Israelites are.
Oh, okay.
Who do you think the Israelites are?
I don't know enough to answer the question. I'm sorry.
Well, right now the Jews are the remaining piece of Israel, which is the tribe of Judah, actually, even though they're in the country called Israel.
But
they're actually
calling,
just Judah.
But he's calling them back. So if you go off of that premise where he's calling them back.
Calling them back to where? Back to Israel or back to him?
Back to Palestine, yeah. Back to Israel, to the place. Well, I mean, it speaks very much of the earthly place. Brings them back.
I definitely think that.
The regathering.
I really think that after the rapture, this is my personal opinion, that after the rapture, that it will become very clear who the Israelites are.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And I think it will become clear because they will flee to Israel. Israel at that time will be the only safe haven for Christians. And so, as Christians, they've been left behind, and then all of a sudden they get saved, but they can't really survive anywhere in the world except Israel. And that's why they will go there.
Okay.
And that's how God will call them back to Israel, because it will be the only place they can survive.
I have a question.
Initially.
Do you know if anybody has signed on to this?
Are we back on that again?
Yeah.
Check it out. It's at youvebeenleftbehind.com. It's a very slick website. Check it out. See if it meets your needs for post-rapture care for your loved ones.
I would rather spend the rest of my life trying to save my friends and family rather than having a fail-safe in case that doesn't work. I don't see the point thinking that.
Well,
they're not going to get saved.
I would rather try and save them. I admire your...
Not try and save them and just think they'll be okay because I'll leave them an email.
I admire your evangelical effort, but I'm just saying in case that fails, that there is alternatives.
And it's weird to know that.
I think we should start an insurance company.
Really?
Yes, so that in case of a rapture, my family would get a sum that would subsidize them for some money.
Does and that
at least
count?
Enough money to buy a plane ticket to Israel.
Okay.
Faith's got a look on her head like, I mean, on her face like she has a tired head.
I do.
All right, well, guys, that's it. Dan's off tomorrow back to New Zealand.
Yes.
It's going to be a sad day around his house.
I am leaving.
Sad day around his house. He has been, he has sort of become, well, it's, Helen calls him her big brother.
Yeah.
And
he calls her Sport.
That's what I call my little sisters.
But he is.
She's like Mini Sport.
Mini Sport.
I will call her Mini Sport.
But he has become part of our family in this very short time he spent here.
Yes, he has. I yelled at him for leaving the door open today.
Yeah, don't leave the door open in Faith's house.
What are you, born in a barn? Shut the door. It's hot out.
It's true. It is hot out.
The only difference is that he was very nice. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't realize that I had left it open.
Ooh.
Very sleepy.
Ah, big yawn right there on the show. That's professional podcasting right
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Good thing I don't get a check for this. So, so he's leaving, and he's become part of our. I think we should consider him a foster child.
A foster child.
I'm a foster child.
It will help me deal with the situation a little better.
It'll be easier we're to let him go.
We're sending him back for reunification with his parents at this point. At this stage,
and quite literally, I will be going back to my parents. So yeah, I think it works.
There you go. See, quite literally.
So thank you for looking after me.
Sure.
Thank you.
You're not leaving.
You're welcome.
I am.
So what's it going to take to get you back here? I've got to pay off a $5,000 debt of yours.
Debt.
I've got to get you a job here.
Yes. And a house.
You can be in a house?
Well, I need somewhere to live.
Now, wait just a minute. Joey, you can live here.
We've got an extra room.
That's true. What about Kim? Where will Kim live?
If you're married to her, she can stay with you.
Yes.
Well, once I get you the job, you and her can buy a house together.
Okay, fair enough.
You can stay here until you and make enough money to support both of you.
Okay. And we need airfare so that she can come back and visit my family. And you guys can come as well.
This is getting very expensive.
You know, we could go to Australia and visit Luke. And then we could go to New Zealand and visit Dan.
Yeah, which is only like 2,574,000 miles away from Luke.
No, it's not.
It is not. My sister just did a trip to Australia and New Zealand together.
From New Zealand, you can fly to Australia and back for less than $1,000. For less than $500.
You can't take a boat?
No, fly.
Oh. There's no boats?
Why would I want to get on a boat?
Maybe I want to go by boat.
That would take weeks.
Yes, but Australia is huge. Isn't Luke on the opposite side of the island from you?
I don't know where Luke is. But still, it's Australia.
It's Brisbane. He's over by Brisbane.
Oh, Brisbane's not on the other side. Brisbane's just further north.
Okay.
That's probably the cheapest place to go to, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
That's the cheap.
So then Luke can come over to New Zealand and meet us there, and we can have a big party there.
Yes. You know, no. I'm not coming all. I'm not going all the way down south and not going to Australia. Seriously. Okay. Seriously.
Brisbane is good for shopping.
All I know about Australia is that everything there will kill you.
That is true.
Not if I'm laying on the beach. And you know how close you are to the sun?
Even on the beach.
Three quarters of a mile.
You know how close you are to the sun? I mean, you could burn in like a second.
Yeah, but they won't even let you on the beach without pantyhose on. You have to wear pantyhose to go on the beach.
Only in the water, he said.
That's just weird. I'm not going swimming in the ocean with pantyhose on.
That's because
I think that's just Luke. I just think Luke wears pantyhose on the beach. You know what I'm saying?
Because the ocean in Australia or around Australia is actually full of things to kill you.
See?
Sharks, squids, swimming knives. They're in there.
Swimming knives.
Swimming knives.
It's true. I've seen them.
What are they?
It's true.
Was it a fish?
It's a blood-sucking fish.
What kind of a fish? It looks like a knife.
A blood-sucking
fish. It's like a swordfish.
The blood-sucking goatfish.
Oh, a sword. Well, say swordfish then.
It's a swimming knife. Sounds cooler.
Blood-sucking goatfish.
Blood sucking goatfish.
Cracked myself up on that one.
You're funny.
You gotta go to bed.
Yeah. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye. Say goodbye to everybody.
I say goodbye to everybody.
You can check out DG or Dan on. He's called DG on another podcast. You can check him out on the Invasion podcast.
Yes, and you should.
Yes,
because it's a cool podcast.
And you can get there by going to.
You can go to my Life Ministries page on the social site.
It doesn't work.
You can listen to it there. It doesn't work on there?
It doesn't work. Because you're not recording in MP3s. You're recording in MP4As.
No, but it's in the blogs that it goes on there. And I'll make it go to MP3. I will tell Dan Shreed that it needs to be made in MP3.
Thank you very much. So you can go to the My Life Ministries page and you can listen to it there. The MyLifeMinistries.org. org social site. Yep. Find Dan yep. Goodwin and then you list it there. Or what's the website they can just directly go to?
ShoreVineyardsYouth.com and then click on the Invasion Podcast. And if you have iTunes, you can subscribe to it there. If you get it through RSS, you can subscribe through it through that as well.
Okay, your job is to put that in the show notes because I can't remember a bit of it. All right. And we will see Dan again someday.
Someday. I'll come back. Don't worry.
Okay. I'm going to cry.
Don't cry. I'm sorry.
Two blind squares, they're gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior." Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.